white boys. Don't let them get tattoos or stop going to mass. Don't let them use porn sites or smoke that old grass. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be white boys. They'll just get confused, become pawns of the Jews. They might even end up in hell. White boys ain't easy to love, just like most of their heroes. And it's not that they hate them, they just think they're better than Negroes. Well, that don't make sense unless you're a fan of Fred Nietzsche. Or you think the best book in the world's The Origin of Species. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be white boys. Don't let them get tattoos or stop going to mass. Don't let them use Pornhub or smoke that old grass. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be white boys. They'll just get confused, become pawns of the Jews. They might even end up in hell. White boys like smoking old skunk weed on clear mountain mornings. It makes them feel free and alive despite mountain clear warnings. That smoking kills brain cells, can even trigger psychosis. Makes you dumb, but you're happy, I reckon. Big brother knows this. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be white boys. Don't let them get tattoos or stop going to mass. Don't let them use porn sites or smoke that old grass. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be white boys. They'll just get confused, become pawns of the Jews. They might even end up in hell. White boys are baptized, but they no longer think about Jesus. They think they can do what they like. They think he never sees us. One day he's gonna judge you. You can try, but you'll never outrun him. If you think he'll check your DNA, you got another thing coming. White boys don't like E. Michael Jones, they say he's obnoxious. They say we've got special genes. He says that's preposterous. If they only knew, he's just trying to do them a favor. He says God has a plan for your life, but we all need a savior. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be white boys. Don't let them get tattoos or stop going to mass. Don't let them use Pornhub and smoke that old grass
or snort that old cocaine.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be white boys. They'll just get confused, become pawns of the Jews. They might even end up in hell.
Sending this one out especially to all my Irish brothers. Sure, the old country is going through some tough times. Sure, it's changed, and for the worst, mostly. But that's because y'all turned your back on the Catholic Church, and God is punishing you. So don't look at all them foreigners as your enemy. Heck, most of them are more God-fearing than y'all anyway. So whatever you do, don't suddenly get notions that y'all are white guys. No siree, a white guy is a man who has no identity. Do you really think your ancestors were white? Heck, the Irishmen of old. The heroes of Ireland past and present would laugh in your face at the very idea. Nope, the reason y'all think you're white is you've lost the greatest gift you ever had. You've lost your faith. As E. Michael Jones says, a white guy is a Christian who no longer goes to church. Well, y'all have an identity. Y'all are Catholic. Y'all are Irish Catholics. Y'all are members of the one true church. So go to confession, get your sins forgiven, and make peace with God. And go back to Mass. With God in your life, you can make Ireland a holy and a happy place once again. Go on, y'all. Do it for St. Patrick. Do it for Our Lady of Knock. God bless y'all. And listen up now.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be white boys. Don't let them get tattoos or stop going to Mass. Don't let them use Pornhub or smoke that old grass.
Or snort that old cocaine.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be white boys. They'll just get confused, become pawns of the Jews. They might even end up in hell.
One more time for Mama.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be white boys. Don't let them get tattoos or stop going to Mass. Don't let them use Pornhub or smoke that old grass.
Or snort that old cocaine.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be white boys. They'll just get confused, become pawns of the Jews. They might even end up in hell. They'll just get confused, become dupes of the Jews. They might even end up in hell.
They'll just get confused,
become slaves of the Jews. And they might even end up in hell. They might even end up in hell.
Hello, welcome to another episode of EMJ Live. We're here at an undisclosed location. We had to get out of South Bend because the white boys showed up with pitchforks and tiki torches and they were ready to lynch me. So we're out someplace where I can't talk about where we are. But let's talk about the good news. The good news, if you're a white boy, is that you can now give the Hitler salute. I'm talking about Elon Musk. Can we run that clip of Elon Musk here? There he is, folks. Oh, man. Do it again. Good. Do it again. Up, Hitler loop. Okay. I don't know what he was so excited about, but this boy is really going to town here with that Hitler salute. And I expected an immediate breakout from the thought police. But before I knew it, the ADL weighed in on this discussion and said it wasn't the Hitler salute. It was an awkward gesture. Now, this is so hypocritical. It turns out that what the ADL is really interested in is persecuting some poor schmuck who shows up in a place like Charlottesville and lawfaring him to death through people like Roberta Kaplan and Alan Dershowitz. But if you're a billionaire, well, you don't have to worry because the ADL has your back, as they said right away after this happened. I'm not the only one who thought about this. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, announced that the ADL was a completely hypocritical organization. And from now on, we don't have to pay any attention to anything that they said. Gilad Atzmon said the same thing. This is a question of not of principle, it's a question of money. And if you have enough money, the Jews will come and they will lick your boots and they will say that it was an awkward gesture. You don't have to worry about anything. Now, why do I bring this up? Because there's a personal element involved here. The very moment that Elon Musk shows up on the internet giving the Hitler salute, one of my disgruntled former employees by the name of Dave Riley posts me giving the Hitler salute. Wait a minute. Does this mean that E. Michael Jones is a closet Nazi? What's going on here? Okay, let me give you the backstory here. I hired Dave Riley in 2019. 2020, I was taking a walk and came to a bridge over the St. Joe River. And there's this lady, black lady, comes up to me and she says, "Do you have a cell phone, sir?" And I said, "No, I don't." She said, "Well, I'm going to kill myself." because no one loves me. And she hopped over the wall, the railing, and she stood there on a ledge. And for the next half an hour, something like that, I tried to talk her out of jumping into the river. And I told her that God had a plan for her life. Okay. And at that point, I said a prayer. And at that point, she climbed back over the rail and got into a cop car, and I never saw her again. So I thought, let's make a video of this. Dave was in charge of videography for us. And so we're walking down the path to the bridge, and suddenly Dave says, make the Hitler salute. Okay, this is odd. I'll tell you honestly, it was not on my mind. Why am I going to give the Hitler salute when I'm going to be going here to do a video of saving some black lady? Anyway, so I go ahead and do it. And I mentioned this because he started attacking me recently out of the blue because I criticized one thing. He is trying to give the impression that Catholicism and white nationalism or racism or racial consciousness or whatever it is are two compatible things. And I felt, no, I'm not going to let this happen. Just as I objected when Trent Horn tried to say that Holocaust denial was a mortal sin, I'm not going to let the Catholic faith be mocked and eroded from the other end by saying you can be a good Nazi Catholic. You can't. They're two mutually exclusive ideas. Okay? So what's going on here? Well, in order to understand what's going on here, you have to take a step back with Dave Riley and figure out what was he doing at Charlottesville. He said that he was there as a reporter, but we found out from court documents that he was really an organizer. And he insinuated himself into that organization. And Richard Spencer accepted him as one of their old. He said in testimony, I thought he was part of the alt-right. And so I brought him into the organization, and he brought his video camera. And when the debacle collapsed and Richard Spencer held a meeting of people and said all kinds of intemperate things, Dave was there photographing him, videotaping him, saying compromising things. And then lo and behold, Dave tries to use Nick Fuentes to float this video. Nick refuses. And so Milo posts a video that is damaging to people who were already in trouble. The very people that who thought he was on their side are now in deeper jeopardy because of this video portraying them as Nazis. Okay, that's what he did. And that's the only way you can explain what he did to me. Okay, photographing me and then lying about it on his podcast saying it was my idea. Let me ask anyone out there, does anyone seriously think that I am a Nazi? Who has established more credibility here as the anti-racist Catholic here? I have spent years trying to disconnect the racial narrative from the Jewish question. They are not the same thing. They are completely different. There is nothing racial about the Jewish question. It's theological. The Jews are the people who rejected Christ and became the enemies of the entire human race. I have been saying that for 15 years. We finally got a discussion going here on places like Twitter where you can talk about the Jewish question and not be banned immediately. And as soon as I do that, you have these people creeping in and trying to say, no, no, it's the same thing. You can be a racist. You can be a Nazi. You can be a white nationalist. And you can be a good Catholic at the same time. That is not true. And anyone who tells you that is not your friend. And so that's where it stood. That's why that came out. And that's why he sent it to Candace Owen. He sent it there trying to blacken my reputation as a Nazi because he was the one who told me to give the Hitler salute. Not true. It was his idea. Okay, so that's that. That comes on. And then suddenly yesterday, out of the blue, Nick Fuentes jumps in. Another guy who has difficulty distinguishing between Catholicism and whiteness. He's constantly giving mixed messages here. Okay. And we got that impression He announced he was doing a conference. Okay, he announced that one of the speakers at the conference was Jared Taylor. I had already debated Jared Taylor in, it was supposed to be in Zagreb, it ended up online. I tried to establish these are two incompatible narratives. You can be a pagan and you can be a Catholic, but you can't be a pagan Catholic. You can be a communist and you can be a Catholic, but you can't be a communist Catholic. The same thing. This is an ideology that is incompatible with Catholicism. And suddenly these guys are muddying the waters. And suddenly we have Nick Fuentes coming on, a 4 hour and 40 minute podcast, if you can imagine such a thing. 11 minutes of that was dedicated to me and misrepresenting what I say. So Nick comes on, starts attacking me because I'm old. Look, Nick, I apologize for being old. I'm sorry. I wish I were younger, but there's not a damn thing I can do about it. So please accept my apology for that. Okay. And then he says things like race is real. And then he starts talking about Jared Taylor as this gentleman, unlike the crude E. Michael Jones, who is not, wait a minute. He keeps saying, we need help. I agree, Nick, you, meaning you and the Groypers, you do need help because you don't understand the issue. And I am trying to help you understand the issue. And so when I saw that Jared Taylor was going to be speaking at his conference, I've said through Mike B, the tech guy, we should be there because he's only getting half of the story. And so it turns out he twists that around and it's my arrogance that got us canceled. I'm sorry, but that's not the case. Anyway, race is real. Okay, I agree with you if you clarify your terms, okay? What do you mean? And so I posted something yesterday which says, what do you mean by race? Simple question. I said there are three alternatives. There's phenotype, which means you have a certain appearance. You know, you look and see if you came from Europe or you came from Africa, there are different appearances. There's a race meaning ethnic group, which is how the word got used in the beginning of the 20th century when Monsignor O'Connell would write to Bishop Ireland and said, we can't allow this battle at Catholic U to be portrayed as a racial issue. What did he mean when he said that? A battle between Irish and Catholics. That's what he meant. Race at this point meant ethnic group. But over the course of the 20th century, it got refined into an ideology. And Jared Taylor is the main representative of this ideology, which means to say basically that race is real, that your behavior is somehow determined by your DNA. There's no evidence of this whatsoever. I'll guarantee you race is real, or my genome has something to do with the shape of my nose. I inherit that. My genome has nothing to do with my behavior. So let me try and cut to the chase here. Let me try and make this as simple as possible. Race, I'm saying, is a social construct. And everybody gets upset when I say that. Let me give it in a way that I think anybody can understand. Everybody knows who Barack Obama is. Barack Obama was our first Black president. Everybody accepts that, okay? Now, Barack Obama's father was Black, but his mother was white. So why is he our first? He's every bit as white as he is Black. Why is he then our first Black president? Because race is a social construct. It's a social construct that gets applied for political reasons. And the Democratic Party wanted to have some type of distinction. They considered themselves the heirs of the civil rights movement. And so they said, let's have him be the first Black president, even though he's not really Black. He's every bit as white as he is Black because race is a social construct. Do you understand that? That's why Obama is Black. He's every bit as Black as he is white if you're going to talk about his DNA. He's Black because it's a social construct. Okay, it comes even closer to home here. So Nick Fuentes. On the internet, Nick Fuentes is white, and he's constantly talking about we white guys have to stick together and so on and so forth. people, let me just say something here. I've been saying all along, if you are white, you have no protection. If you are white, you will end up like Charlottesville. Someone like Dave Riley will hand you a spear or a tiki torch and say, charge the machine gun nest, and you will get harmed by lawfare, by something or other. You go to jail. This is what happens. If you have a Catholic identity, you will not be harmed. You will be defended. And I said what happened in St. Louis. I saved the statue because I thwarted identity theft. Omar Lee was trying to turn all of those Catholics into white supremacists. As soon as they became Catholics again, they were protected and the statue is still standing. If you're a Catholic, Josh Hawley will haul Merrick Garland into the Senate and say, why are you persecuting Catholics? And he will say, oh, I have relatives who died in the Holocaust. It's, you have a defense. You are protected by Holy Mother Church if you want to look at it supernaturally. So anyone who confuses this by saying that, oh, you're every bit as white, or it's white nationalism, is, they're trying to hurt you. It's that simple. They're trying to hurt you. They're not your friend. And so what you have is a group of people who are being led into situations where they're going to be harmed. But let's get back to this social construct thing. Nick Fuentes is white, right? On the internet, he's white. And then an unfortunate incident, somebody showed up and tried to kill him. But before that, some lady showed up who was a Jewish lady who tried to harass him, and he sprayed her. And there was a conflict. She was going to charge him with something or other. The police showed up. What did Nick say when the police showed up? I'm Mexican. Well, wait a minute. Which are you? Either way, it's a social construct. Is that clear? Anyway, that's my rant. Let's hear what you have to say.
All right. Hello, Dr. Jones. Hello, everybody. Once again, this is Mike Bajakis, Dr. Jones' assistant. Welcome to the call-in segment of the show. I have some bad news. Our cozy stream was going strong, and then all of a sudden, the stream stopped streaming. So we are sadly no longer this video on Cozy. My plan was to just add all the names in Cozy who jump in Telegram. Anyone who disagreed with Dr. Jones, I was going to call on you guys, but you just kind of posted faggot and then banned the stream, showing that you are, in fact, children and not capable of arguing the point. So we'll focus more on Rumble right now. And jump in the Telegram if your name looks familiar from Cozy. We'll call you because we want people who disagree with Dr. Jones to talk about this point. Anyway, Telegram's where it is, link in the description, and later in the stream, we'll read off questions from the chat, keeps questions on subject, be respectful of time and everybody, and don't forget to unmute yourself. I allow you to speak on my end, and then I have you press unmute on your end. You can speak. And don't, like, cuss, okay? Don't be a child, okay, when you ask these questions, especially if you disagree. All right. Let's go. Let's start first with a JP. Are you there, JP? Are you there, JP? I don't know. He disappeared. All right. Let's keep going here. Luce Enjoyer. Go ahead, Luce Enjoyer.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to say, thanks for everything you do. I've read a bunch of your books. I'm grateful you spend the time every week to talk to people. And you're 100% right on the Nick Fuentes stuff. And I'm also, thanks to you, a recovering white guy.
Good for you.
Thanks. That's all I had to say. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. This is outrageous. I'm sorry. What are we doing here? Isn't this everything that we complained about Jews banning people, deplatforming people, and now the white boys are doing it because they don't like what I'm saying? We were on Cozy. I thought Cozy was like a utility. I know it's associated with Nick Fuentes. I'm trying to talk to Nick Fuentes, and then suddenly I'm banned from the platform that is supposed to be for free speech.
Dr. Jones, I'm getting some people say it's still streaming. Some saying I'm seeing the Cozy but can't get into Cozy connection. It looks like maybe a mod just banned me and your profile, ergo we can't view our own cozy right now. But for all intents and purposes, from our viewpoint, from a technical point, we have been banned from our own stream on cozy. So if just jump into Rumble, jump into Telegram. I'm trying to have a discussion here. Apologies to everyone for this. Let's keep going. Root is going to be next. Go ahead, Root. Are you there, Root? Don't forget to unmute on your end. Okay. Guess not. James Rossiter. James, are you there, James?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah, I wish these groupers would worship God and not Nicholas J. Fuentes. The behavior is honestly despicable. And Fuentes should have prioritized you over Jared Taylor, a non-Catholic race realist. So, and Fuentes has said that race is more of a binding factor in society than like culture, language, or religion. So he's pretty disordered. Saying that, I do believe race is a real biological category. I know there's like, so I would say white is real, but there's subspecies of white. So I don't know what you'd respond to with it.
I tried to lay out the categories here. Phenotype is real. We look different depending on where we come from on this earth, okay? Ethnic group is real, okay? There are, you speak a language, you're German, you're Kikuyu, you come from a particular Guarani, you come from a particular tribe, you're in some type of nation, and that's real, okay? Jared Taylor's ideology is a category of the mind. And I'm saying it's there for political purposes. And I've already stated this on Twitter. The point of the American Renaissance, Jared Taylor's organization, is to make Jews invisible. It's that simple. Jared Taylor's job is to make sure no white boy ever criticizes a Jew. It's there to protect Jews. It's not in the interest of the people he's gathering into his organization. Now, Nick Fuentes hasn't figured this out, even though Jared Taylor wrecked his conference in Detroit. He showed up and started haranguing about America was a white country for white people, and the black help cut him off. Well, I'm saying this is what happens. It's a category that was created to create imbalance, to create disruption, to create a division of the workforce in Virginia, where it was first enforced, and to impose it on yourself is really stupid. It's really stupid. And apparently now the woke alt-right is every bit as bent on censorship as the Jews that I was protesting against in the first place. This is scandalous. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it's disgusting, and he needs to show you way more respect. I mean, your literature is amazing, and the groupers would be a lot smarter if they actually read it. Saying that, it's the same because there's been a couple of things where you said an African can integrate successfully into Poland, and also you were talking to that Muslim girl and to integrate. But I would say that biology, like, being white, I think like culture and language is downstream from race. Would you agree with that or disagree?
No, I got a brilliant letter from a guy from Poland who said the exact opposite. Race is downstream from culture. What does he mean by that? What you have is a man and a woman who share religious values. They can come from different parts of the world. If they come together, this is a man who's talking about his family. It's going to be in the article. There is an article coming out, which is going to deal with all this in great detail. But anyway, his father was a completely deracinated American from New Jersey, was kind of Lithuanian, Irish, a mixture. He didn't know who he was, but he married this woman who was from the Dominican Republic, who was Spanish, Taino, and African. So a combination of all those things, but she was Catholic, and they came together, and that revitalized the man's Catholic faith, and they had children. Now, those children are creating a new race. So it's the exact opposite of what you're saying. If the culture brings these together, of course the culture is going to bring them together, especially if it's a shared religious culture and a shared religious language. You're going to have people of different groups coming together and they're having children and you're creating a new race. It's the exact opposite.
Yeah, I would argue that they're kind of diluting. I believe that IQ is real and it's affected by race. I mean, you've got the Africans where their IQs are lower. Like they didn't have two-storied houses. They didn't have the wheel in Africa. I know I've spoken to you about this before, but I think it's a real biological component. But yeah, I do agree that objective morality coming from God, that is more of a binding factor. And I think that's where Fuentes kind of goes a bit wrong. It's almost like race is on par with the ultimate truth of Catholicism, or even puts it above it sometimes. So I think that's where he falls short. But yeah, thanks for your time, Michael Jones. God bless you.
Thank you. And that's why I entered this discussion. I am not going to allow an adulteration, a corruption of the Catholic faith for some type of political agenda. I'm not going to allow it. That's what Dave Riley tried to do in that podcast out of Idaho. Now, Nick Fuentes is jumping on. And if you say that race is compatible with this your crazy ideology, I'm going to object. And that's what I did. Okay. Because it's not. It's that simple. It's not.
All right. We're going to try this Wurzel Root again. Okay, so you're unmuted. Go ahead, Root.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I really think that you're lying about all of this story. I mean, you're slandering Dave Riley again. He already posted the video that debunks what you're saying on Twitter. And he did that in response to you attacking him, very similar to how Nick has now responded after months of snipes and counter signaling on Twitter. There's no point in this at all. It seems like you're completely incapable of assisting white Catholics trying to take back political power in our country. And the only thing that you're available for is these like ego battles nonstop forever. Why do you need to attack so dishonestly? Why do you need to misrepresent every single point that we're making? Why, out of all of the targets in this fallen world, are you targeting us repeatedly? It's because it's an ego thing, man. We can talk about all the problems. Of course, race is a social construct. If we called black people purple people, it would still represent a very real biological reality, which we are talking about, dude. Okay? There is no reason whatsoever that a Catholic cannot believe in the importance of race and that they cannot have any sort of kinship for the people who they have grown up with and who are in essence their extended biological family. There is a separation between the immortal soul and flesh. What are we doing here? Why do you feel like you need to constantly try to attack us? Is there a reason other than ego? And you need to apologize to Dave Riley and Nick Fuentes and everyone for constantly lying about them. What is your problem?
I am not lying about anyone. I am telling the truth. I've quoted what these people have said. There's no lies here. There is a lie here. Dave Riley lied about me when he said I came up with the idea of the Hitler salute. That was Dave Riley's idea. He's the one who doctored the video. He's the one who's lying. So don't blame me for what Dave Riley is doing. Everything I have said can be based in some type of, with some type of evidence. And I stand by what I said. So I'm sorry. And
there's a video showing him saying, be careful with how you're putting, what is this?
I'm going to let you talk.
The video. That's not what happened. That is a doctored video. Okay. That's the lie that is being perpetrated against me. He told me, ask anyone, why would I be walking down to do a video about a black woman jumping in the river and saving her from suicide and suddenly burst out giving the Hitler salute? That makes no sense whatsoever. I have never done anything like that. I did it because he told me to do it. Okay, he's my video guy. I don't know what he's doing, but he told me to do it and I did it. Now, if you go back and talk about what he did in Charlottesville, it starts to make sense. He wanted to incriminate me. That's what he's trying to do. He betrayed the Charlottesville people by having Milo post the video of Richard Spencer, and now he's trying to implicate me in the same thing, and it's not going to work. There's no evidence here for this, and so it's exposing his lie, not mine.
Okay, people need to not talk over Dr. Jones. Okay, did you want to finish that question with Root, or keep going?
Let's just go. Let's go.
Keep going. All right, just please don't talk over Dr. Jones. All right, let's see, Yete, go ahead. Yeti, your mic is unmuted, but I am not hearing anything. Okay, can't hear anything.
Let me just say something here. You have these guys coming on like this. It's obvious they're not interested in asking questions. You have a deliberate disruption of our ability to do this podcast on what's supposed to be a neutral platform, but it turns out that they're trying to distort this. This is exactly the tactics of the people that we're supposed to be fighting. So don't talk to me about unity here. There is a plan here, okay? And the plan is to disrupt Catholic unity. The unity of the Catholic Church is being disrupted by people who are trying to smuggle in an alien racial ideology that is not compatible with Catholicism. In the article, I show all the evidence that Dave Riley's quotes from Bishop Faulhaber, they're bogus. They're bogus, okay? Okay, I show that there. I am going to protest as a Catholic whenever someone tries to falsify my religion. It's that simple. It's not personal. It's not ego. It's not me hating other people. I'm objecting to their attempt to pollute my religion and damage the protection that that religion gives me. It's that simple.
Okay, next we're going to go with Elros. Go ahead, Elros. Are you there, Elros? I don't know why people are having so many technical problems. Don't forget to unmute yourself. Man.
If they're not talking, can I butt in?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Dark. Go ahead.
First of all, I want to say hello, Dr. Jones. It's so nice to talk to you again after such a long time. I've been pretty busy, so I haven't been able to interact with you very much, but I'm glad to have this opportunity now. I just wanted to say this real quick, because I noticed the constant back and forth that's been going on the past few shows, and I noticed a lot of the people that come on here that claim that race is biological, they don't keep up with, you know, the philosophic incoherence of that statement. That position was abandoned a long time ago by the very people that asserted it. So it doesn't make any sense why they bring back something that the people that initially furthered that idea already abandoned themselves. And the same would apply to gender too, because gender too is a social construct. And the way I can show this is, for example, a lot of these people, they try to say that behavior is predetermined by race, which is biological, but that doesn't make any sense because, for example, we can look at this through things like clothing, right? So typically, in most cultures, we say that skirts are worn by women, right? But there are some examples of cultures where skirt-like fabric or skirt-like clothing is worn by men, such as the kilt by Scotsmen. Now, there's nothing biological about wearing a kilt, right? Whether you wear a skirt-like dress or not, whether you're a man or a woman that's wearing it, is not determined by biology. It's determined by culture, which is, of course, socially constructed. So there's nothing inherently biological or biologically feminine about wearing a skirt, as the Scottish kilt proves, right? Because in Scotland, this is culturally a male article of clothing. Another example is sagging your pants.
Can I say something at this point?
Have been associated with Black culture, because Black culture, which is, again, a very broad category, but that sagging your pants specifically is rooted in prison gang culture. And it basically was something that young inmates used to do in order to show older inmates that they were ready to be passed around. So that's a very specific subculture where it originates from, but it's been projected onto this category called black. So now if you sag your pants in public, that's a black thing to do. But again, there's nothing biological about any of this. It's all socially constructed. That's all I wanted to say. So in the same way we say that race is not biological, we also say gender is not biological. It's socially constructed. That's all.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. By the same token, there is a category of reality underneath gender that is real. Male and female is real, as every bit as much as the biological substrate of your makeup you receive from your parents. It's real. Okay.
I should have clarified one thing about that statement. There is a theological basis for man and woman, and that's determined by the church. So as scripture says, God created man and woman. And so this, I do believe in a theological basis for sex.
Good. I do too. All right. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Dark. We'll keep going here. A couple more questions, and then we're going to read off from various chats. Okay, let's see. I've tried a bunch of people, but their stuff isn't working. Let's try a GT. Go ahead, GT.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Jones. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so I wanted to give you just a little buttressing to this idea that racial ideology and Catholicism. It's a theological argument. But if you consider the Eucharist, you know, Jesus, when he walked the earth, was a Palestinian Jew, but when he rose from the dead, now his body, not just his soul, but his body is in heaven, right? Bones and flesh and everything. Now, what color, what race is his body in a glorified state? It's magnetic, you know, like the transfiguration. It's all color, it's beyond any color or race, and we participate in that body. In the Eucharist, which is the sacrament, which is both physical and spiritual. So right there is evidence that racial ideology cannot be compatible with the most important sacrament of the church. It's just another argument for it.
Okay, thank you.
There you are. Okay, interesting argument there. Let's go to, Chud Hauser. Go ahead, Chud. Don't forget to unmute on your end.
Okay, Jones, can you y'all hear me okay?
Yeah, can you hear him, Doc?
Hello. Say it again.
Hey, Dr. Jones. With respect to that last caller that was talking about how behaviors can't be linked to genetics, am I still coming through?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, so I don't think that it's that far-fetched to believe that groups that have been isolated, you know, geographically or reproductively develop certain behaviors or, you know, dispositions. I think that just as much as race is phenotypical or physical, I think that it very much does impact behaviors as well as, you know, this kind of immaterial aspects of the we have a body and a soul, and those things are distinct. And I think very clearly the body is affected by race and genes. But I think you you know, in terms of the soul and behaviors, I don't think it's that hard to believe that someone from Europe that experiences harsh winters and things like that and has to devise clothing and shelter might you know, form a different sort of behavior or way of thinking than someone who lives in you know, a tropical climate, for example.
No, I'm not denying that.
You don't need to develop those skills.
If you're talking about this group, you could also add geography into it too. Geography also has an effect in developing culture. The people who live in that particular place and have that whatever genome it is that goes with that, if there is such a thing as a genome, whatever it is, of course that influences the culture, okay? But why is that race? Why isn't that ethnicity? Because I'm saying race is an equivocal term. And the argument for this biological determinism is always equivocal, which means you start off by saying, well, this is what race is, and then you switch it in midstream, and then you end up with a political ideology that invariably says good and bad. That's what's going on here. I'm not denying that there's a reality.
Well, I'm not making any value judgments.
The racial argument is always culminates in a value judgment. When you divide the workforce in Virginia, which is where this started, you want to divide the African slaves from the Celtic slaves because they united in Bacon's rebellion, and now you want to keep them separate. You have to add value judgments to phenotypes. And that's precisely when the word white and black come in. One is good and the other is bad. It's never a situation here when you're talking about race where you're not in talking about smuggling in value judgments. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Okay, sweet. All right. We're going to do one more question here from Telegram. Then I'm going to jump to the chat. And if you're spamming stuff in the chat, I'm just going to like ban you from the live stream. I want actual discussions here where we talk about issues, and you can't do that with spamming. So
I would also like to say something here. This is a completely dishonest attack on the purpose of a platform, which is the exchange of ideas. This crowd, the cozy crowd, whoever they are showing that they are just as tyrannical and just as narrow-minded as the people that we're supposed to be fighting against, and it's not fair, and it's not going to win. You're not going to stifle an argument this way. I am saying this is part of the battle we're fighting. If you look at the algorithm on Twitter, they are promoting this racial consciousness. It's that simple. It's Nick Fuentes, it's Adolf Hitler, it's all this type of Hitler-friendly stuff that is not compatible with the Catholic faith. And that's what's going on here. We are it's kind of an uphill battle. So let me just say one thing that's on my mind here. You cannot, what should I say? There are some things that are more complicated than a tweet can solve. And that's why I write books, but there's also articles that need to be written. The written word is important here, and it's important to stop scrolling and start reading, because what you're involved here is a constant manipulation of discourse. I mean, Dave banned people who gave positive comments. He banned them. I got all their emails. I know you're banning people. You are orchestrating this. Twitter is orchestrating it through its algorithm. And I'm saying that the government wants this type of disruption. They want you docile and divided. And the one thing that's not going to allow you to be docile and divided is the Catholic faith. And so the government is fighting against the Catholic faith. And I'm going to object to it when we find out proxy warriors here who are trying to smuggle an alien ideology into the Catholic Church and call it Catholicism. I'm not going to tolerate that. Nothing personal. I'm not going to tolerate it.
Cool. We'll do one quick more, and then we'll jump to the chat. Just really quick. YETE, we'll try you again. Go ahead. All right. So much for that. No more questions there. And someone was posting that someone was posting that it's possible that I banned us from our very own chat. Now, I mean, if that's possible, then I wholehearted apology completely to everyone and everything. Maybe I did. I don't remember clicking my own name and hitting ban permanently or something. But if I did, I apologize. If we were banned, I don't understand it. If it's some technical thing, I don't understand it. So to the chat on Rumble.
This is the first time this has happened, and I don't think it's coincidence. Go ahead. Go to the chat.
Who knows? I would love it if it was just me being a fool. Because that would make things easier on everyone, and I want to admit that. All right, there's a lot of spam stuff I have to filter through here. My gosh, it's been kind of a mess, Doc. Sorry on my end. Let's see. People, could you please type in your chats in your various areas? We have a spam issue going on. All right, here's one from MV. Why did you hire Dave Riley in the first place if he seems to be liable from Charlottesville?
Because he lied to me. I was tricked into hiring him. He came to me under false pretenses. He said he wanted to discuss my book on Medjugorje. That's not what he wanted to do. And then he said that started telling me the story about how he'd been going to Charlottesville as a reporter. He was involved in the organization of Charlottesville. He wasn't just a reporter, and then he got fired. So he told me the story, and I accepted his story as face value, and I hired him. And it was a mistake. So sorry. I'm sorry I gave you a second chance.
All right. From Dark Child on Telegram, why did you call Nick a Nazi and a white nationalist when he repeatedly denies these labels? He doesn't call himself either of those.
I did not call Nick a Nazi. Okay. I took issue with him promoting Jared Taylor. He just did something in which he said, it's on there, it was just today, where he was talking about how white nationalism is compatible with Catholicism, or race is compatible with Catholicism. And then I simply said at that point, would you please clarify what you mean by race? Is it phenotype? If you're talking about phenotype is compatible with Catholicism, I agree with you. Is it ethnic group? If you're talking about ethnic group is compatible with Catholicism, I agree with you. But if you're talking about the ideology of Jared Taylor, which you seem to be talking about because you spent a long time on the stream talking about what a great guy he is, then I disagree with you. And I'm saying this is not compatible with Catholicism, and you shouldn't say it is.
Question from Telegram. Patrick Chanel asks, is not Nick Fuentes engaging in dynamic silence? Is Nick engaging in dynamic silence?
No, because he's mentioning my name.
There.
If you mention me specifically, he's mentioning my name. Now, that being said, I don't know who's controlling what's going on at Cozy, because there's never been this type of disruption before. This is the first time, and it seems to be, it's not a coincidence that they simply want to stifle this discussion. They can't argue, they can't answer the questions, they can't define race, they can't create a coherent argument, so they're just going to disrupt our ability to talk with each other.
Truly, I would absolutely love if that was somehow my fault. I would love it, because this discussion needs to happen. Let's see, from PDL asks, have not the Jews lost their genetic link to Palestine and switch to religion as chosen people, and then back to race?
Okay, first of all, the Ashkenazi are not a Semitic race, so they have no connection with that piece of territory. Okay, they created that in 1948. Okay, it didn't exist. Secondly, they have no religious connection with the religion of the Old Testament, whatever you want to call it, Judaism, the Mosaic Covenant. This is clear when Jesus Christ disputes with the Jews, who introduce a racial component into the discussion in the chapter 8 of the Gospel of St. John, where they said, we are the seed of Abraham. They are not, those people could say in some sense they are the seed of Abraham. The people, the Ashkenazi today, cannot. There's no connection, genetic connection. There is no religious connection. Okay, that continuity with God's chosen people was broken at the time of the destruction of the temple. They had no ability to fulfill the Mosaic Covenant after the temple was destroyed. The Mosaic Covenant was replaced by a new covenant. If you went to Mass today, you know that it says in the Gospel to the Hebrews, the old covenant is obsolete, and the new covenant is a better covenant. That's what we call, it's called supersessionism. It used to be the only explanation. Now, dual covenant theology has crept into Catholic circles. But so there's no continuity here. There's no continuity here. The continuity is simply a fiction that was created by the Zionists who had political power in the British Empire and were persuaded the British, or coerced them, largely probably because of debt, like the Churchill family being in debt to Jews, to allow them to take over this particular area. So there's no continuity here. So they have no right to be where they are. any more than any other group of people could come in and start stealing the land from the people who live there.
Question from a, where was it? Where was, it was a good question. From Freak Incel on Twitter. Why is Dr. Jones trying to erase my identity?
What's your identity? Which I'm saying, if you're claiming that white is your identity, you're doing yourself a disservice. You have already erased your identity because that's not a real identity. If you're talking about the Protestant, Catholic, Jew, the triple melting pot, okay, that's an identity. Okay, if you're talking about your ethnic group, that's an identity. If you're talking about any of these things, it's an identity. Race was confected to hurt people. Race was confected to divide people. Race is a social construct for political purposes. If you disagree with me, then please explain to me why Barack Obama is black. That's a classic example of what I'm talking about. He's no more black than he is white. He was created black for political purposes. If you identify as white, you're harming yourself. Nick goes into this thing about, we need help. I'm trying to help you. Do you want to end up like the white boys at Charlottesville? Do you think that's a good idea? If you identify with this false identity that actually the government is promoting right now through things like Twitter, you're going to be harmed. I'm saying that there is a better way, and the better way is Catholic, which is a religion, but it's also an ethnic identity where you have not only civic protection, but you have divine protection. And that's a better situation than immolating yourself on someone else's altar.
A question from E.W. Jammer. Growing up in England, we never called ourselves white, but the British government uses that classification. Why?
To harm you, to keep you down, to inhibit your ability to be a citizen of your country. The same thing is happening in Ireland. Okay, the term white comes into Ireland in order to cripple the Irish people so that it can be inundated by foreigners. Let me just give you another instance. Okay, there is an identity that you can take on yourself by calling yourself a homosexual. Okay, that's not your identity. That's your sin, if that's your sin. And the government is promoting this identity to harm you, to keep you imprisoned in your sin, because they know, because sexual liberation is a form of control. And they know this will make you docile and more easy to control. It's exactly analogous to the issue of race. It's there to harm you. It's there to cripple you. It's there to divide you from other people, nominally black, but also to divide the Catholic Church by introducing an alien element in. There is no recognition of this alien ideology in the Catholic Church, period. There cannot be. How can you have a universal church where one race is privileged over another? It's impossible. Racism is a Protestant development. It's that debate with Corey Mahler proved this without a shadow of a doubt, that the state church led to racism in Germany. It's that simple. It's the same thing that happened over here. Protestantism led to racism. It's only entertainable at a certain period of time. If you live on an island like England, where everybody who goes to church looks the same, and you're conquering the world, and they're different people, but they're alien. The Catholic Church does not function according to those principles. It is so when you're trying to bring white consciousness into the Catholic Church, you're corrupting the Catholic Church. And I'm saying there are people who know what they're doing, and they're doing it intentionally to hurt Catholics. That simple.
A question from A.G. DeVille on Rumble. Why did Spanish colonialism, in spite of strict adherence to Catholicism, leave behind so many social problems?
Ridiculous. What country does not have social problems? You mean America doesn't have social problems because it wasn't? This is ridiculous. This is Whig history. Grow up. This is ridiculous. I'm sorry. I should be more patient, but this is a totally preposterous question that doesn't deserve an answer.
Another question about Spain from Dark Child. In the Spanish Empire, didn't they have some type of racial caste system in the New World? And what did Catholic Church say about it?
The Catholic Church was the first body to come out and say that the Indians were human beings. This was sort of in doubt at some point in the 15th century or 16th century. The church clarified that and clarified its position that all human beings are on an equal, have equal equal stance before God because they're rational creatures created by God. Okay, now if you're talking about corruption coming into the political process, yeah, you could talk about that. But on the other hand, if you want to do real history, go to the chapter in Barron Metal on the Jesuit reductions in Paraguay. Go to the chapters on the Mi'kmaq Indians on Nova Scotia. And what you see is there are two fundamentally different systems, Protestant and Catholic. The Catholics, French brought the Catholic religion to the Indians, and they completely intermarried in the same way that the Mexican people completely intermarried. There was no racial discrimination there. Racial discrimination or religious discrimination entered when it was conquered by England. Okay? That's the same thing that happened. The opposite happened in America. Because America, by America, I mean the English colony, was founded by Puritans. The Puritans were Judaizers. Duh. Everybody knows this. John Milton was the great Puritan poet. He wrote Paradise Lost, and the devil is the hero of Paradise Lost. What does a Judaizer do when he reads the Bible? He gives the Bible to take it out of the church. It becomes a revolutionary manifesto. In this case, it becomes a Zionist manifesto because Cromwell looks at the Bible and he says, I'm Joshua. Massachusetts, it's Canaan. And they, the Indians, are Amalek, and I have a right to destroy the Indians. That's not what happened in Canada. It's not what happened in Mexico. It happened in America because it was colonized by Judaizing English Protestants known as Puritans. There's a fundamental difference here. And where does that lead? That leads to exactly what's happening in Gaza right now, where you have another Jewish Zionist by the name of Netanyahu, who also invokes Amalek. This is not the Catholic way. This is the racial way. And they are it is completely incompatible with the Catholic faith. That's simple.
All right. It's 6, Doc. I want to keep going here or what?
Give me 2 more questions.
2 more. All right. From Gen X Catholic. If being white is a loss because Jews made it a trap, what happens when Jews condemn identifying as Catholic? Is that a trap to avoid as well?
Nope. Look, when the Jew, no one's going to destroy the Catholic Church because Jesus Christ promised that from the beginning. The gates of hell are not going to prevail against the Catholic Church. It's always run by sinners. It's always weaker than it should be. Sometimes it's stronger than others. But I'm saying, no, it's not going to happen. I guarantee it's not going to happen. And what I'm going to also guarantee is as soon as the Catholics get strong and regain their unity, we will start taking our culture back from the Jews. That has been historically the case. It's going to be historically the case now. And this is why I'm constantly talking to my Irish brothers about returning to the Catholic faith. It's the only thing that's going to save Ireland at this point. It's the only thing that's going to save the world at this point. It's that simple.
And I guess a final question of the evening. Isn't standing with white standing with your nation, e.g. Canada for Canadians who are white?
I understand you're having difficulty dealing with this issue. You can't go from the phenotype to ideology. You can't understand the connection of how phenotype is being weaponized as an ideology. Canadians, what are you talking about being Canadians being white? Are you talking about Quebec? Quebec, there are no Indians in Quebec. The Indian movement started in the 1970s in imitation of what happened in the United States of America, which had a totally different operating system. Okay? They totally intermarried. That's why there were no white people or no Indians. This is exactly the situation with the Mi'kmaq on Nova Scotia. They were totally intermarried. The Presbyterians show up after England conquers Canada and say, we're going to bring you the Christianity. They say, no, wait a minute. We've been Catholic for 200 years. We are Mi'kmaq Catholic French. That's our identity. And they said, no, you're not. And if they refused to convert, then they started scalping them. This is the English way. This is the Protestant way. This is the Puritan way. And when scalping, putting bounties on scalps didn't help, they ethnically cleansed them and shipped them all off to Louisiana, where they became Cajuns and they were supposed to die in the fever swamps there. This is a fundamental difference between the Protestant worldview and the Catholic worldview. And I don't need this. We don't need this type of ideological pollution. That's what Fuentes and Riley are doing. They are polluting the Catholic faith by introducing an alien racial ideology. That simple. This is not personal. This is theological. This is philosophical. This is categorical. And I'm not going to back down on that. Not.
There you guys have it. Thanks again. EMJ Live is every Friday at 5 Eastern Standard Time for all you new guys. A lot of new people today. If you're not already, subscribe to Dr. Jones Magazine, Culture Wars Magazine at culturewars.com. And Dr. Jones books can only be bought at fidelitypress.org. Subscribe to our Telegram, The Cozy, even Gab, BitChute, Rumble. Like the video if you're watching this on Rumble. That's been really helping us out. I have no announcements. Dr. Jones, final words.
Yes, stop scrolling and start reading.
There you are. God bless. See you guys next week.